Mitch Holthus with you, voice of the Chiefs, along with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. Okay, the first 11 possessions of the game. Denver had 6 3 and outs and 5 interceptions.
Unbelievable performance by the defense. You look at, you're going up against a first ballot Hall of Famer, a guy who won 7 straight against the Chiefs, and they just came out and thoroughly dominated this game from the very first play. Here from Marcus Peters talking about that interception on the very first play. At one point, the Chiefs had more interception return yards than Peyton Manning had passing yards, having finishing 5 of 20 for 35 yards, 4 picks before he was ultimately pulled for backup Brock Osweiler. Unbelievable.
Eric Berry gets a pick. Josh Maga gets a pick. Everybody who's eating, Sean Smith. Marcus Peters we'll hear from later in the show. I don't want to leave out Ron Parker's interception on the boundary. But the way Andy Reid prepared this team after the win in London, he's now 15-2 after bye weeks. What did you sense this week?
I sensed it all week. You could just tell that these guys had confidence. We're around these guys all the time. They always had confidence. It wasn't just lip service. They believed in themselves. They believed in what their coaches were teaching them. And they came out and proved that, got their third straight win. But actually, since even before this game, I put it out on Twitter. I don't do that before every game. I just said that something felt different around these guys preparing for this game, going into this game. They went out and proved it from the very beginning. Offensively, multiple tight ends. It was a physical game. They were going out to insert the will. They did that both offensively and defensively.
Offensively, Alex Smith, almost 230 straight passes, not the interception. That leads the NFL. Charcandrick West, the 80-yard touchdown reception, 4-yard touchdown run. But, 5 Cairo Santos field goals. And I ask you two things about this. Not only is he hitting the field goals, but because of all those makes, then he could kick for touchbacks. It was not only scoring, but what about the field position he created?
Mitch, that's something you've talked about a lot last year, and you talked about going into the season is the touchbacks and just how much better Cairo Santos has been in that regard. And obviously, offensively, you want to get touchdowns. But the fact that he was putting them up, had the 4 field goals in the first half, which is nothing compared to what we saw him kick 7 against Cincinnati earlier in the season. So we knew he could do it. But Cairo just continuing to kind of build up that lead, gave the Chiefs more confidence, put the Broncos in a bigger hole, made them one-dimensional. Unbelievable.